Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Hello, party people. This is one of your favorite three black men, Robert. And this episode is going to be a bit different. There won't be a conversation with my brothers because I am bringing you a solo dolo episode thinking about the resurrection. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, Robert, why are you doing a podcast episode on the resurrection and Easter already passed, brother? And the answer to that, my kind friend, would be because this is our podcast, because we have the right to. But we wanted to just bring you some thoughts and reflections on resurrection. I first want to acknowledge that the Easter season can be very difficult for some, and I want to acknowledge those who are carrying macro and micro griefs, and maybe you weren't able to be in a church setting, a spiritual setting over the Easter holidays, but maybe you're longing to think about the resurrection. I also want to acknowledge those who are in deep mourning and for those who resurrection hasn't come for them, right? And so maybe you're wrestling, maybe you're struggling. And so I want to be a bit of a balm to you, knowing that resurrection can be taught in a triumphalist way, and that can diminish our capabilities to really engage with the topic, right? And so I want to start by thinking about the beauty of a passage that I love, which is in Luke, at the end of Luke, in Luke chapter 24, where Jesus appears to the disciples, two disciples who are on their road to Emmaus, and he comes to them as they're talking, and he's essentially like, "Hey, what y'all talking about?" This is the new Robert translation, by the way. Hey, what it is. And I think of the playfulness of Jesus resurrecting and coming and asking these disciples, you know, what it is that they're discussing, what it is that has caught their attention. Now, he knows full well what they're talking about, but there's a play even in the resurrection. There's a bit of a beauty there in how he chooses to appear to those who were following him. And I think about this because resurrection is about expanding the pathways of possibility. It can be about play. It can be about reinvention and remattering, reshaping things. And so thinking about that, I wrote a poem that I want to read to you all. And I entitled it Beautiful Possibilities. Each day emerges from the last, and potentials rise to kiss the sky. And in this place between starshine and clay, we gather. Flesh, beautiful flesh, the stuff of stars and matter, today mattering, slowly but patiently emerging into beautiful possibilities. And only time will tell of and speak to the way our possibilities will emerge with one another's. And so, hurting, we emerge. Hopeful, we emerge. Knowing that in this place, our sacred flesh isn't just tolerated, but welcomed, nourished, and sought for. thinking of those beautiful possibilities, the newness that comes when life is resurrected. Yes, we are looking for those of us who believe in the bodily resurrection. We are looking for a day where we rise out of the ashes, right? Where, you know, where we put on the incorruptible. But also living a life with a resurrecting ethic means that we are open to the shaping of beautiful possibilities. And in this way, sometimes I refer to Jesus now as my beautiful possibility, right? And that helps me as I name God and as I walk with God, that Jesus is my beautiful possibility. Amen and amen.
We appreciate you rocking with us for another episode of Three Black Men. Here's the part of the show where we ask a favor from you. Now, earlier I mentioned a couple of ways that you can support us by joining our community over at patreon.com/threeblackmen. We have multi-tiered support options and you can get bonus content. If you don't want to do that, you can submit a one-time contribution by finding us on PayPal at threeblackmenpodcast@gmail.com. But we ain't here to tap your pockets. Here's a few ways that you can help us out without spending a single dime. You can stop what you're doing right here, right now, and make sure that you've left us a review and a rating. Don't just give us the 5 stars. Go ahead and write out how much you love this show and tell everybody about it. Do it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you at. Make sure you leave that rating and a review, and that's going to help even more people join the fun over here. Thank you so much. I knew God loved you for some reason.